You've heard of the Renaissance man?
How about the Renaissance brand?
Aston Martin is in the spotlight. I'm Troy Durand for Car Tech on Radio Daddy-O. Remember the movie Die Another Day? That came out in 2002. It's kind of a relatively forgettable installment in the Bond franchise, but they did feature one notable quality. It was the mainstream debut of the Aston Martin Vanquish, a beautiful V12 coupe that seemed tailor-made for a debonair international spy. There was something about the Vanquish's combination of brute force and style that really set it apart from the crowd. Now the company's creative chief is saying that a new Vanquish design is in the works, and they're slating this new model to be the most beautiful mid-engined car on the road. That's a description that would definitely have our hearts racing in anticipation. Still, with one failed attempt already in the books with the 2012 Vanquish S, we're not ready to make any grand proclamations about this car. Just yet, anyway. After all, as far as revivals go, the Vanquish has some stiff competition. Remember the Honda NSX, known as the supercar that saved supercars? The original NSX offered durability and performance to match Ferrari's less than stellar 355 at a much more affordable price point. Matter of fact, industry insiders say that the 1990 original served as a benchmark for the wildly successful McLaren F1. With a pedigree like that, the 2016 revival of the brand had a lot to live up to, and it delivered. With a powerful twin V6 engine, the new NSX matched up to its predecessor in terms of speed, handling, and all-around driving. How about the Ford Mustang GT350? If you love American cars, then you have to hold a special place in your heart for the original GT350. This iconic muscle car carried the Shelby name and lived up to every inch of its billing. With a 306 horsepower 289 V8, it felt like a fire-breathing monster to drive, and it sounded like it too. When Ford decided to revive the old classic almost 50 years later, we were worried that they might try to soften some of those hard edges. Quite the opposite. We're happy to report they answered us with a 5.2-liter 526 horsepower engine. 2016's GT350 more than matched its ancestor in terms of power and fury. Will the Vanquish match up to its rivals? Only time will tell. I'm Troy Durand for Car Tech on Radio Daddy-O.